What's on Your Mind? I'm Steve Bach, along with Scott Hennin. This is What's on Your Mind. I hope everybody had a great weekend. Everybody got their deer out there. Hopefully, anyway. I did not go deer hunting, but hopefully people had their good fortune of bagging their buck or their doe or whatever their tag needed to be filled. Another edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bachman, along with Scott Hennin, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Or you can get to our Facebook or our Twitter page by going to whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you everywhere you need to go. Did you have a good weekend, Scott?
Well, I did, but it's Tuesday, you know. I know it's Monday for you.
No, it's my Monday, darn it.
Yeah, exactly. I had not only a great weekend, but also a great Veterans Day because I spent it with some wonderful veterans in Butte, North Dakota last night. I was at Post 270 at American Legion, you know, and I got up on stage to give a shout out to the vets there a little bit, and I noticed their charter. Right there on the wall, and May 27, 1946, folks have been gathering at the American Legion in Butte, North Dakota, since 1946. And last night with us, we had three World War II vets. So a shout-out to Frank Beister, Chris Schatz, and Russ Plusik as well. Three of the four, I understand, World War II veterans who hail from Butte, North Dakota, and three of them were with us last night. There were a room full of Vietnam vets, Korean War vets, as well as Iraq and Afghanistan. I had the great pleasure of meeting a fellow by the name of Jake Buzeni. He served a tour in Afghanistan, a Marine, in his full dress blues last night. So a great time, wonderful time, and thanks to all the folks who listened to
awesome.
What's on Your Mind. It was a lot of fun.
That is just awesome. I had an opportunity to sit down with some veterans this weekend, too, and it was just, you know, listening to those stories and those World War II veterans who were just losing far too fast.
I have a photo that I'm putting up on Facebook of myself and all the vets. We did a group photo, not a group hug, because, you know, we're too manly for that. Although there was, by the way, one female vet in the group as well. So anyway, shout out to everybody out there in Butte, North Dakota. Hard not to have those vets still on my mind today. That's what's first and foremost, all that sacrifice and all those years of, you know, American Legion gatherings happening up in Butte, North Dakota. And, you know, there were so many amazing stories yesterday from our listeners. I got a chance to listen to the replay last night on K-Fire coming home and thinking, oh, my gosh, I just love those stories. They're just fantastic. So hope you took an opportunity to thank a vet. They're still on my mind today, the ones I was with last night, and every single one within the sound of our voice. God bless you for your service, and thank you so much.
What else is on your mind today, Scott?
Chris Christie. Now, I don't have a man crush on Chris Christie or anything, but I
might.
I think there's some in the media that do have a man crush on Chris Christie. He's sort of the fair-haired boy. I'm kind of curious, Steve, and I don't think you know, the conservative cause, or for that matter, the Republican way of thinking that drives national media coverage is shared with folks here. But I'm curious, whether you're Republican, whether you're Democrat, whether you're conservative, whatever stripe, would you vote for Chris Christie for president? Do you have a Chris Christie man crush as much of the political class and the establishment does right now? Now, quick caveat. Chris Christie is a great governor. I think he's done some wonderful things in a very novel concept in politics these days. Number one, straight talk. Number two, saying, okay, we're going to cut taxes. We're going to cut regulation. We're going to, you know, get our fiscal house in order and do some things. And he's done them.
Novel idea for government?
Yeah, exactly. And because he's done them, he was reelected with 60-some-odd% of the vote in a blue state, right, in a Democratic state. So now he's the fair-haired boy. He's the, oh, my gosh, this guy's taking by storm, and he's the front runner for the Republican nomination. He's the guy that's going to save us from Obama. I'm not there, honestly, but I'm more curious about where our listeners are at. I mean, have you been caught up in the Chris Christie rush is a question I have for our audience today. That's what's on my mind, and I want to know. You tell us at 800-228-0550. If I had to read the tea leaves, I would answer that question as I don't believe we share this enthusiasm. And maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I've got that all wrong. So that's what's on my mind. I want to know what's on yours. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. What's on your mind, Steve?
Well, first of all, I had an opportunity to talk to some veterans and this weekend, and in my travels, it was amazing to me how closely people are following the story of Mr. Cobb in Leith, and that national press that has garnered. And now it comes out on a national talk show that he's part sub-Saharan, which I guess in layman's terms makes him partially African-American from DNA. So I would like him to call back on the show and talk to him to discuss that, seeing as how he felt free to call us up and discuss some of his views before. If you're a white supremacist and you find out that you're partially not white, does that change your view on things a little bit?
It should complicate this thing for him just a little bit, and this is right out of the
I would
you
hope.
You can't make this up category. I mean, you know, again, the white separatist, hate crimes fugitive, living in Leith, North Dakota, disrupted the small town life in the Leith in a big way by inviting all these white supremacists from across the country to come and literally take over Leith. Now has the results of a DNA test from some, I guess, British television show. That shows he is part black, and you know, you can't make that up. That's like right out of a movie. It's just unbelievable. But I remain in the category of folks who would prefer that sad chapter of Leith, North Dakota history just kind of quietly go into the night. But this is
well, it's not done yet. Unfortunately,
prompted us to do it. By the way, we also want to tell you that Ollie North is going to join us at the bottom of the hour. He's a New York Times bestselling author. He has a brand new book called American Heroes, On the Home Front, The Hearts of Heroes. We're going to hear some of those great stories. We'll also get an update on the effort to take the temperature of North Dakotans about property tax. Charlene Nelson of the Empower the Taxpayer Group has been at a number of meetings they're holding across the state on how folks feel about their property taxes. So we look forward to getting an update on that. Those are the guests. In the meantime, your calls on the news of the day, on letting us know what's on your mind, on Chris Christie, on Leith, North Dakota. Whatever's on your mind. Let's go to Henry in Fargo first, who wants to talk about this Chris Christie question I posed. Hello, Henry.
Hey, good morning. You know, he threw Mitt Romney on the bus, and I think he was on the reelection campaign. He threw Cuccinelli under the bus, went and campaigned for him. He would not appoint a Republican to the Senate seat. I don't even know how this guy can even be considered a Republican.
Henry, doesn't sound like you doesn't sound like Henry's been bitten by the man crush bug on Chris Christie there, does it?
No, and you know, there's other issues that he's come out and supported in there, you know, that are not part of the platform of the Republican Party. I mean, you just listen to him talk. He talks a big talk, but, you know, we don't need any more rhinos. We need some Tea Party Republicans in to take our party back. Like you said, the powers to be are not really supporting the Republican Party. They're just Democrat light.
Henry, let me ask you a question, and I think we're getting a little spoiled here in North Dakota because we can look at a conservative versus a liberal rather than a Democrat versus a Republican quite often. If he's somebody that could make government work, get something done, would you support him then?
You know, what does that mean? I mean, if we vote the Democrat way, is that getting something done? Is that making government work? We're $17 trillion in debt, and they're not even addressing it. I mean, we've got all these issues going on with the IRS, Benghazi, I mean, name them. And if we vote the Democrat way, that's getting things done.
But he's got a track record. He's got a track record of fiscal responsibility, reining in spending. Wouldn't that equate to the federal government?
Here's my personal opinion. You cannot be a Republican if you're a governor of a liberal state. Name one that is, that's a true Republican, a conservative, red-blooded, red-meat Republican. There isn't one. Mitt Romney wasn't. The guy from Minnesota, I'm drawing a blank, that tried to run for president.
Well, a lot of people in Minnesota are trying to forget that, too, so.
You know what I'm saying? So it is.
Yeah.
You really
Mondale. Yeah.
Governor Plenty.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, that's just my point. That's one man's opinion.
Well, it's a good one, Henry. Appreciate the call. Steve has been bitten by the Chris Christie bug. I have not, and the listeners get to referee a little bit. And I agree with Henry when you say get things done. He's got things done in a blue state, but again, I don't think, a lot of folks are saying, hey, Chris Christie against Hillary Clinton is a chance that, you know, you'll have a Republican president rather than a, you know, a Democrat take the mantle from Barack Obama. But didn't we have that movie? Wasn't that Mitt Romney versus Barack Obama? I think we've seen that movie. I don't know. You tell us what you think. 800-228-0550. Ollie North at the bottom of the hour. More of What's on Your Mind and your calls after this timeout.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Hi, I'm Ed Krell, CEO of Destination Maternity. We proudly support the March of Dimes work to reduce the rate of premature birth. The numbers have gone down in the past 5 years, but still, nearly 500,000 babies are born too soon in the United States each year. We're helping the March of Dimes fund cutting-edge research and community programs to help more moms have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.com.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 11th, 2013. Gold opened this morning at 1284.10. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,330.86, $665.43 for a half ounce, or $332.72 for a quarter ounce. That's $330.86, $665.43, and $332.72.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
With Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hennon. This is What's on Your Mind. Back to your calls in a moment here at 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. After I suggest a stop for lunch today, or dinner, or a snack in your travels, find yourself a PetroServe USA location. Get yourself registered for $10,000. That's right. They're giving away two $500 gift cards every single week. And they have this fabulous 4-for-4 special where you choose a fresh-baked single-topping pizza, any two delicious cookies, and a 20-ounce fountain pop, all for only $4. And by the way, that's all day, every day. One of those delicious single-topping personal pan pizzas, a big 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. And, Steve, you can even share.
I would do that.
Would you
even
share?
I'd do that, yeah.
So it's also Car Wash Tuesday today.
Oh.
You buy one car wash. Does it need it?
Yeah, it needs it really bad.
You better get over there, right over by the Capitol.
The last time I was out pheasant hunting, so it's a little dirty.
That's right. Buy one car wash, get one free. And everyone's a winner. 4 for $4 every day. Also, by the way, you're going to save 20 cents a gallon at PetroServe USA stores by filling up with E15. So check that out, too. Everyone's a winner. 4 for $4 every day. PetroServe USA helping America fuel better. Back to the calls at 800-228-0550. Who's next, Steve?
Let's go to Ed in Alamo. Ed, what's on your mind today?
You know, even if Satan was running for the President of the United States, I'm not going to vote for any more Democrats after going through Heidi Heitkamp and Obama, Barack. There's a D behind their name. I don't care who they are. They're going to go with the party, the way the party runs. That's how disgusted I am.
So what was the point of your disgust? What turned you to the point that disgust is used as a term?
Well, they tell you something, then they go around your back and they do something else. I mean, the Democrats are just crazy about going just for the Democrats. They're not going for the people. They're just sticking to party lines. They just lie to you. I voted Democrat and Republican both, but I'm just fed up with the Democratic way.
So you're saying, Ed, basically, whoever the nominee is, you got to go with the Republican. So if it's Chris Christie, you're going to vote for the Republican.
Exactly, because he's going to end up following Democratic, just like Heidi did. She just, she says one thing, then she gets into office, then she just goes along with the Democrats anyway.
So here's my question, though. If you could pick the nominee, would it be Chris Christie? I mean, do you think Chris Christie's the guy that could ultimately take the White House back for Republicans? Are you swept up in this Chris Christie hysteria?
If they do what they say, he'd be the man. But, walk the walk, talk the talk. You don't know.
Katie says if he can beat Hillary, yes. Can he beat Hillary? That's the question. Thanks, Ed. Appreciate the call. Chris in Watford City, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I wanted to reiterate with the first caller there. If Chris Christie is our best nominee, then we deserve to lose another election. He's nothing but a progressive, just like the rest of them. And it's time to put an actual true conservative in there. And I'm kind of the same way. If that's the best we can come up with again, I refuse to vote for one of them. I think there's very little that separates the Democratic and Republican Party anymore. And I think people have had it, and that's not the best candidate we can vote for, in my opinion.
Chris, thanks for the phone call. To me, about the only thing separating at this point with the federal government is almost bankruptcy. A couple other weigh in. Sean, if he's the nominee, yes. His ability to address the budget, his view on taxes, and the way he handles unions, all right, good to go, Sean. The thing I throw into that is the fact that you mentioned, Scott, that he is in a blue state. I think that's a plus. If he can work in a blue state and get some of these accomplished, can he work with a blue Senate and get things accomplished? And I think that should be given in his credit column.
Yeah, although, again, for a Republican to get elected in a blue state, he doesn't represent most of red America. And there's more red in America, county by county, than there is blue. So, again, we tried the Northeastern governor thing with Mitt Romney. And I think what we found is there's not enough passion there. There's not enough, people are just see it as lukewarm. They don't, as some of these callers have said, hey, I'm just going to go for the R regardless. So I think Chris Christie is not the best path for the conservative cause to fix what's wrong with America. I think he's a great governor. I'm glad he's there. He's done a lot of good things. And by the way, as much as the media would like to paint him as sort of a liberal Republican, he isn't necessarily. He's defunded Planned Parenthood. He's taken on some important pro-life issues there. He's been a great on the tax and spend issues, but I don't think he's the answer to resurrect the Republican Party and retake the White House, but Steve does. Steve, you have,
I don't understand
you have
the
a man
though.
Crush on him. Just
no, I don't. But
let's go.
You just ran through the list.
I don't care what you think. I don't care what I think. I only care what Brad and Grand Forks thinks. Brad, you're next. Go ahead.
Hey guys, good morning. Hey, I think there's what we need to remember is that Chris Christie is going to be better than Hillary Clinton. He's going to be better than Terry McAuliffe or somebody like that. And what we need to keep in mind is that if he is our nominee, we have to support him. Because we saw that happen in Virginia with Cuccinelli. Some of the folks didn't like the nominee we had. He wasn't what we wanted or what they wanted. And we ended up with Terry McAuliffe instead. So I agree. I'm not a big fan of Chris Christie. I'd love to see somebody like Ted Cruz or Mike Lee or Bobby Jindal down there in Louisiana. Even Sarah Palin or somebody like that that's going to follow the more traditional conservative line. But if Chris Christie ends up being our nominee, we've got to get behind him. We've got to support him because he's going to be better than Obama or McAuliffe or Clinton or Gore or any other Democrat nominee that's out there. He's going to do a better job, and it's a step in the right direction. So, you know, like I say, I'm not a big fan of Christie. I'm a little disappointed with him. I thought at one point he might be a pretty good dude, but, you know, in the end, if he's the guy, we got to support him because that's how we ended up with Obama. You know, I mean,
Brad, appreciate the call very much, and I would just add, you know, Ken Cuccinelli would have been governor of Virginia had Republicans, especially establishment Republicans, acknowledged that, hey, he represents a lot of people in the more conservative side of the Republican Party. Instead, they didn't go all in, and that's one of the reasons McAuliffe won. So that goes both ways. Who's next?
Let's go to Lance in Mandan. Lance, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was just calling in on the Chris Christie thing, and basically the last two callers pretty much took my whole fire out of my discussion. But basically, yeah, I don't think he'd be the greatest conservative nominee either, but you got to kind of get behind him. I don't know. As much as I hate to say it, yeah, I guess I'd have to hold my nose with both hands and vote. You know, what else do you say? I'd rather see anyone else, but it is what it is.
So most folks have said they'd vote for Chris Christie, but not exactly the man crush that you have, Steve, on him. I think I only detected one other in the man crush camp, but most folks saying they'd vote for him.
You ran anyway, through the list. You said, this is good, this is good, this is good.
All right, folks, more coming up. Ollie North when we come back on What's On Your Mind.
I want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony's on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio, get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go. South of the Senex, or look for the signs up Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio, get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14-by-21-foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50-by-100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Which do you love best, Thanksgiving dinner or leftovers? The meal takes such time and effort, you wish it was easier so you could have it more often. Well, right now it is, right now you can. Imagine your family enjoying the ultimate comfort food easily during stressed out times of a disaster or emergency, or outdoors while camping or hiking. The freeze-dried feast from Freeze Dry Guy is a special case of Thanksgiving dinner, ready for you any day of the year for at least 25 years. Freeze-dried turkey tetrazzini, green beans, dehydrated potatoes and sweet potatoes. Yes, even dessert. This delicious feast is ready to eat when you want or need it most, easily in just minutes. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD. There's free shipping, plus your family could win a free traditional Thanksgiving dinner. Go now to freezedryguy.com.
Is What's on Your Mind with Steve Bach, and I'm Scott Henin. Taking your calls at 1-800-228-0550. Back to our Chris Christie debate, and also latest out of Leith, North Dakota, and other news of the day coming up in just a bit here. This hour, the program brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. Find out more about them at ndfb.org, ndfb.org. Check out all those great discounts you get from being a member of the North Dakota Farm Bureau, providing their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. NDFB.org. Well, our next guest, Steve, is a combat decorated Marine, recipient of the Silver Star, the Bronze Star for Valor, two Purple Hearts for Wounds in Action. From 1983 to 1986, he served as the U.S. government's counterterrorism coordinator on the National Security Council. President Ronald Reagan described him as an American hero. We agree. He's a New York Times best-selling author, syndicated columnist, host of the award-winning War Stories documentary, some of the best stuff on Fox News Channel. Despite all of those incredible accomplishments, if you ask him, he'll tell you his greatest achievement is to be the husband of one, the father of four, and grandfather of 14. Help welcome to What's on Your Mind, America's foremost advocate for our military members and their families, Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North. Ollie, nice to have you back. How are you?
Scott, it's great to be back with you. I don't know how cold it is in North Dakota right now, but I am in Missouri, and it's 18 degrees.
Well, we're at 16, Colonel.
Is that right? Yeah.
We're 16. In the
God love you, buddy. God love you. Well, it's great to be on with you again.
You know what? It just builds character, Ollie. You know about that.
It does indeed, but I'll tell you what, my fingers are mighty cold. We're in a one of those great big gold tour buses that we do for these book tours, and right now there's a guy climbing on top of the roof to fix something that's loose on the roof. I think it's probably one of the satellite antennas, and I'm glad I'm not out there working. It's kind of like the guys working in Minot, North Dakota right now.
There you go. Steve Bakken is with me in the questioning. And Steve, you get the first question of Ollie on this great new book, American Heroes on the Home Front, The Hearts of Heroes. What a great book.
Lieutenant Colonel, pleasure to talk to you, my friend. Give me a little rundown quickly. What's the impetus behind this book, America's Heroes on the Home Front, The Hearts of Heroes? What was the thought process going into coming up with this book?
A couple of years ago, my Fox News team went to Iraq, and did a documentary with part of our team down at Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, and the rest of us over in Ramadi, Iraq, which was a very bloody place at the time. And when I got back from that and did the documentary, my wife looked at me and said, you know, you never really understood until now what we were going through, did you? And I have to admit she's right. And so I committed at that point, you know what? There's more than you can do in 44 minutes of commercial television, which is an hour-long documentary. This is the rest of the story. These are remarkable young Americans who have been grievously hurt, and as you know, we show things in this book because that's the way they wanted it. They wanted it the way it really is, the real stuff, no staged photographs or anything like that. And there's stuff in here that we would not put on Fox News. I've never shown the face of a wounded American or a dead American. And I've seen a lot of it in 57 embeds. And we just never put that on Fox News. There's pretty graphic photographs in this, but that's the way they and their families wanted it. So we did it. And we got a lot of permissions to go back into hospitals and talk to these guys and their mates. But one of the salient lesson in this is the one that my wife was trying to drive home. The heroes are not only the ones who are wearing the camouflage. The heroes are also their loved ones at home. And that's one of the reasons why the resilience of these amazing Americans is what it is. The reason why they are so good at what they do while they're overseas, it is the reason why they recover from grievous wounds that, in other wars, Steve, they wouldn't have made it. They'd have died. And yet the military medical technology and the training and the bravery of the corpsmen and medics is so great, they are surviving. But the big part of the reason why they're recovering is the love of those who are at home when it all happened.
You know, what is amazing to me is a lot of these people you chronicle said, send me after the attacks of 9/11, Colonel North. I heard a stat yesterday, the North Dakota National Guard is an example. 70% of the members that make up the National Guard, which per capita is one of the highest membership rates in the country, 70% signed up after 9/11. That speaks volumes, doesn't it?
It truly does. You know, this is the first war since the American Revolution where everyone's serving as a volunteer. I mean, every other war, there's been conscripts. This war, just like the Revolution, all volunteers, and the North Dakota Guard is typical of what's happened. I've asked tens of thousands of guys in these embeds, why did you come? And as recently as June, when I was back out there in July, these guys were saying 9/11. I said, wait a second, you were in sixth grade when 9/11 happened. Just where I was. And I did a year of college, and I came in the Army or the Navy, the Air Force, the Marines, because I wanted to serve my country, because what happened then should never happen again. And then I asked them, why did you pick this branch of service? And almost invariably, you can do this, by the way, at any airport. I mean, when you see guys walking through in your uniforms, why did you sign up for the Army or the Navy, whatever? And they'll say, because I had an uncle or a grandfather, a dad, a cousin, somebody they knew who served in that branch of service, who gave them, if you will, the role model for what it should be like. It's powerful.
You're next, Steve. I'm trying to be kind here and share Ollie with you here. So,
one of the questions I wanted to ask is, you're still over there. You still have opportunities to go over there because we're still entangled in this. Where's the end? You know, we were promised with a presidency that we're going to get our people back home, and they're still over there. So where do you see the end of this conflict?
Well, my hope and my prayer is the end of Afghanistan is not going to be the end that we saw in Iraq with essentially this administration abandoning the blood sacrifice that had been made over there. Now, look, the last person in the world who wants to see a war is somebody who's been to one. All right? I don't think we ought to keep Americans over there a minute longer than we're needed to protect our own national security interests. But the reality of it is, in that part of the world where you've got a nuclear power to the east, meaning Pakistan, soon to be nuclear power to the west, meaning Iran, we desperately got to have friends in that part of the world, places where we could, for example, land airplanes in the event of some catastrophic event like an Iranian nuclear weapon going off. So I'm hoping that we're going to end up with somewhere between 8,000 and 10,000 Americans out there who continue to help the Afghan National Security Forces get better, the police, the security elements, the intelligence services, the logistics, and the Army. They've come light years in a relatively short period of time. And when I was out there in June, I went with an all-Afghan unit, no Americans, no Westerners, no advisors, with a battalion commander of the 7th Kandak of the 6th Corps, who was a Cal Poly graduate, California Polytechnic, right? And speaks English better than I do, because his family came here in 1979 when the Soviets invaded, and he graduated from Cal Poly, volunteered to go back to serve his country in combat, and he's a battalion commander, okay? He's as good as any battalion commander could ever want to see in any country besides their own. And so my hope is that they continue to get better. They continue to be our friends. There's a lot of problems. It's never going to be a Jeffersonian democracy. There's corruption. There's all the things you have in other countries of the world. But you know what? Chicago politics and D.C. are pretty corrupt, too.
Ollie North is with us. The book is called American Heroes on the Home Front. And you know, you've done such a great job on Fox News Channel in these books of telling us stories of these heroes. And, you know, I love the book because of the pictures and the stories, and it's fantastic. But I'm kind of curious how all this has changed you, Ollie. I mean, one thing I noticed in the book is that you admitted that, you know, having spent most of your life in and around the military, you never used to think that post-traumatic stress disorder was real. And now you think differently. So that would be, I guess, one example of how it's changing. First of all, talk about that, and then just talk about in general how, you know, telling these stories,
sure,
blessing us with these incredible stories has changed you.
I'll tell you, Scott, the guy that actually, you know, gave me a lesson in it all and continues to do so is right there at the front of the book. Jack Fowler, the photograph right there at the introduction of the book, is the Navy corpsman that saved my life in Vietnam. He came back. He was then himself terribly wounded, came back to the States, got better, took the GI Bill, went to college, came back in the Navy as an officer, and just retired a short while ago as a commander treating patients for PTS and TBI. He's a guy that can walk in the room of a wounded soldier, sailor, airman, guardsman, marine, and say, I've been there, done that. Now, we can get better. You don't need drugs to do it. I'll help you. Call me when you're ready. And that's what Jack Fowler does out there. He's the guy that taught me about PTS, okay? And I used to believe it was a side cut, and the backside was all you needed, kind of the George Patton theory of life. Second part of it is I have enormous empathy for the Gold Star families of this country. I was down in Oklahoma City just a few days ago. I was signing signing books. A woman comes up to me with a folder. Inside the folder is a photograph of her son, Chad, and me, taken in Afghanistan in July, right? And she said, make that in memory of Chad. I said, how can this be? I mean, there's the photograph. We're in flak jackets and helmets in Helmand Province. And she said, he was killed 2 weeks after you left him. I lose it when that happens. Because I'm not sure how I would have handled that had it been my son. And so, and I'm not trying to be maudlin about this, Scott. The American people have got to know the extraordinary sacrifice being made by so many on behalf of the rest of us. And my hope is that not just those who've got somebody in the military, but those who are veterans, those of you who've never known the name of somebody serving, get to know them by reading this book.
By the way, we just have Ollie for. How are you doing for time, Ollie? Are you able to stay with us through this upcoming break here?
I'm supposed to do another interview here in about 4 minutes.
Okay, let's get one call in quickly from Terry in Bismarck here because we only have about a minute left, and then we'll have to let Ollie go. We'll defer to the listeners. Terry, quickly, your question for Colonel North.
Colonel North, it's an honor and a privilege to talk to you.
Good time, buddy. What's on your mind? Thank you.
Hey. A number of years ago, I wrote a poem on a touching story from a woman in California that lost two sons in Iraq. And it's about the Golden Star. I don't want any notoriety for the poem, but could I please send it to you? I think you'll know the lady.
I'll tell you what, the website, olivernorth.com, which is where the whole book tour is, send me that. And I'll tell you what, I'll do what I can to put it up on the web.
Please just make sure she gets it, and I don't want my name repeated. Thank you.
That's your brother.
Hey
brother,
Terry, if you could stay through the break, I'd love to hear the poem, if you don't mind sharing it for us as well and our listeners, Terry, because you've intrigued us and appreciate you doing it very much. Ollie, thanks for the time. Congratulations on the book, and keep doing what you're doing, defending the best and brightest of this wonderful United States Armed Forces, Guard and Reserve, active duty, military, every single one of them that defend our country. We appreciate what
you
do, sir.
Scott. Appreciate it. Just send everybody to olivernorth.com to get signed copies of the book in time for holidays. Thank you, Scott.
Take care.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Did you know there are as many as 143 different species of weeds that stubbornly refuse to succumb to herbicides growing in the United States? The North Dakota Soybean Council considers herbicide-resistant weeds a major problem that requires immediate attention. Soybean producers can no longer rely on one input or one mode of action to effectively treat these weeds. It is important to arm yourself with more weapons to apply against weeds, such as crop rotation, residual herbicides, and multiple herbicide modes of action. These tools can help you manage herbicide-resistant weeds growing in fields already and prevent the development of new herbicide-resistant species. We also encourage you to develop more diverse weed management plans to keep these weeds from spreading further. For more information to prevent herbicide-resistant weeds from spreading, log on to ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule 1 drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. Hemp USA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at hempusa.org.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Another North Dakota Farm Bureau Ag Minute. Why do farmers do what they do? That's the questions you've asked. Don from the North Dakota Farm Bureau is here to answer your questions.
Don, why do farmers give hormones to chickens?
Hormones occur naturally in all animals and plants, no matter how they are raised. So all animal products will contain some hormones. Federal regulations don't allow growth hormones to be used on poultry or hogs. So when you see packaging on chicken in your grocery store that says stuff like, not grown with hormones, it's misleading and somewhat deceptive because none of the chicken or pork will have added hormones. And if you've heard people say, well, they must use hormones because look how much bigger chickens are than they used to be, the truth is, the size of chicken breasts is due to a combination of advancement in genetics, feed, and other production practices.
Thanks, Don. We want to know what questions you have about agriculture and why farmers do what they do. Submit your questions by going to ndfb.org and clicking on the Contact Us link at the top of the page. That's today's What's on Your Mind Ag Minute, brought to you by the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
We're Steve Bach and I'm Scott Hannum. This is What's on Your Mind. Our telephone number is 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. And our thanks, Dolly North. A great book. If you want to read some great stories about heroes and just be inspired about the incredible sacrifices the men and women of our armed forces give in defense of freedom, pick up that book, American Heroes, on the home front, The Hearts of Heroes. And it was fun, wasn't it, Steve?
And you can get an autographed copy just for the holidays, olivernorth.com. So that's the best way to do it. I'm going there as soon as we get off the air. Terry called in from Bismarck. Terry, wanted to give you an opportunity to read that poem, if you could, if you have that with you.
I don't have it with me. I wrote it a number of years ago. I'm at work. What I'll do is I will get a hold of it tonight, and tomorrow I'll call you, but I'll read it to you. But this poem was written for this woman when she lost two sons back to back. They were Marines. And I don't profess to have the softest of hearts, but my heart went out to this woman for the ultimate sacrifice she made. And I really want her to have it. So that was my reasoning for writing it, and I don't share my stuff with anybody. So this was meant for her. I will give it to you, but I do not want it aired, and I don't want my name involved.
Well, it makes sense. It's just your contribution, and it's personal, obviously. A mother, imagine that, losing not one but two sons. Oh, my gosh. It is a sacrifice. It's almost unspeakable to even fathom. But what a neat thing. Are you a professional poet? Do you do this as a hobby? How did you get into the poetry side of things, Terry?
I got into the poetry side many years ago, and everything I've written has stayed private. There's things I haven't even shown my wife. Ronald Reagan was a great inspirer of me, and William F. Buckley, and I guess to me it was my way of venting when I was younger. So I just, my heart goes out to these people. Thank you.
Thank you, Terry. God bless you. That's really neat. It really is. And so Terry's not writing poetry to, you know, get notoriety himself, but rather just as an expression, as a way of some comfort. I think that's pretty neat. Glad you called, Ollie North, and appreciate you sharing part of that story for us. All right, Dwayne emails on the Chris Christie debate. We have a little internal debate going between Steve and I here on Chris Christie. I've not caught Chris Christie fever. Steve has. He has the man crush. I do not.
I wouldn't go that far to say it's a man crush, but I'm just saying he's a viable candidate for a higher office, and those that are attacking him, I think, are attacking him for the wrong reasons. You yourself ran through the list and said, well, he's good with this, he's good with it. Yeah. Yeah, he's good with all those things. Why wouldn't that equate to the next level?
Here's what I think people are looking for. And I think more people have agreed with you than have agreed with me that, you know, he doesn't necessarily, you know, for one, I'm not fond of the media just, you know, it's sort of like when they, you know, the media loved John McCain. You know why the media loved John McCain? Because he was never afraid to poke Republicans in the eye, right? The media loved Mitt Romney because they saw Mitt Romney as being, a little more, you know, not as conservative as the base and the electorate. So you sort of get these false pushes on these people that are up front. So part of it is pushback in that regard. But I think what the conservative cause needs more than anything is a kind of passion that says, I would walk on broken glass and hot coals for this person. And all I'm saying is I don't think Chris Christie will ever elicit that kind of response from the base of folks like here in the heartland that is needed to win presidential elections. And that's what happened with Mitt Romney. There wasn't that level of passion there, despite a lot of folks who didn't like the direction the country was going in. And I think Chris Christie would just be more of the same out of that John McCain, Mitt Romney. Oh, good men. I mean, I'm not trying here to diss Chris Christie or Mitt Romney or anything else. I'm trying to say who wins and who elicits just enormous passion. Here's what Dwayne had to say. Chris Christie is a politician out for himself, much like Bill Clinton. This does not mean I wouldn't vote for him. It would be a lesser of two evils situation, of course, but much like Mr. Clinton, he'll use the party to advance his own career. Because the party can't really count on him, it shouldn't. What the Republicans need is not some sort of conservative loyalty oath, but a party loyalty oath. There'll be a lot of primaries in the next few years. The oath should read something like, I will support the nominee even if it isn't me. And anyone who wouldn't take the oath, cross them off the list. All right, back to your calls. What's on Your Mind continues with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hinman. Straight ahead.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550.
and tell us what's on your mind.
Hey, Scott Hillen with a word about longevity and some research that led me to this company. Research that suggests the soils we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and to be healthy. Connect that with the best vitamin and mineral company out there, and you're going to find longevity. The longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need. Now, once you have that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. Lose weight in a short period of time simply by getting the vitamins and minerals you need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link is a place you can start. Order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement and get started with longevity. You've heard the ads. You've heard the research. Now it's time to begin anew. FlagFamily.com Longevity Link.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, LegalShield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to LegalShield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let LegalShield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Welcome back to Secrets to Saving. Jen, you're saving $300 a month. What's your secret?
Sam, I called the National Mortgage Connection. They connected me with a great lender who refinanced my home loan into a much lower rate. Plus, they didn't charge me any closing costs. No escrow fees, no origination fee, and no credit report fee.
Let's go to Chuck now.
I called National Mortgage Connection, too. I also refinanced into a lower rate, and now I'm saving around $3,000 a year. And they refinanced me even though I was underwater on my mortgage.
It's no secret that a lower interest rate means a lower payment, which means you save money. And saving is sexy. With record low rates, you've got to call NMC now. They're a referral service that connects homeowners with a pre-screened lender offering no closing cost loans. And you can refi even if you're underwater. Call 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055. 866-507-2055.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Longevity. The Longevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.